Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Tony, don't go to the bathroom. Every time this plays, it takes me back to the last episode of The Sopranos. Tony, don't do it. No, just hold it till you get home. Don't go to the bathroom. Those of you who actually slogged through The Sopranos will have some idea what I'm talking about. Do not call 911. I'm not having a nervous breakdown. Not yet. But that is your cue. Journey tickets. Caller number 4. 651-989-9226. Call early. Call often. And I hope you win. This concert, June 7th of next year. Journey and the Pretenders. It's going to be amazing. Couple of stories here that caught our eye, some of the stories that are trending. 1 in 8 school buses operated by First Student, which is Minnesota's biggest student transportation company, fail to meet state safety standards this year. The failure rate was 12%, and apparently that exceeds the statewide failure rate of 9%. As a result, 141 buses from First Student's fleet of 1,160 buses were pulled from the road until these repairs are addressed. According to a story at the Star Tribune, Lieutenant Brian Roy of the State Patrol said that any school bus provider with a report surpassing the state average failure rate raises concerns. We want to make sure every kid is getting to and from school safely. Under state law, every school bus, whether district-owned or owned by a private company, must be inspected every year, once a year. Those with chronic problems selected for random checks or must retake the assessment. Several thousand Minnesota students ride the 1,160 First Student school buses inspected so far in 2019. So, shining a light on that, and just want to keep our kids safe. The other story that's trending, of course, is the weather. Do we have that traffic report from southwestern Minnesota? Pretty bad out there. Oh, yeah.
I can hear it. Shoot. Oh, here comes a car.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Going way too fast for conditions, DJ. Way too. Slow it down, eh?
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Where is this from? Where is the blizzard right now?
It's not a blizzard.
I want it to be a blizzard.
Sure. Uh-huh. I want to be 6'3" and an NFL linebacker. That's not going to happen. This is just a scrawny clipper, and it's putting a little snow down Minnesota River, Redwood Falls, Mankato. Most of the accumulating snow, as we said yesterday, sailing south. We're going to be on the northern fringe. The latest European model predicts like 0.3 inches for the south metro. Virtually nothing, just flurries for the north metro. So just a clipping, the pattern not ripe for any big storms anytime soon. One consolation. I know people are annoyed by the cold air, but the cold air is suppressing the moisture, the real moisture, the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. Our big storms approach from the west, southwest, or south, loaded with moisture from the Gulf. But as long as we have these cold winds flowing out of Canada, it's really hard for a big storm to get going, one capable of 4, 6, 10 inches of snow. At some point, the pattern will shift, but it looks fairly dry looking out the next couple of weeks, and by the third week of November, I think we're going to be back in the 30s and 40s. Not exactly Indian summer, but it'll feel pretty good after a couple of days next week, early next week, teens and 20s for highs, lows dipping into single digits, an air mass that would feel right at home in January. All right, so rumor has it the Gophers are playing Penn State. Corey Heppala, course, a Gopher alum. I am a Penn State alum. I was a linebacker back in the late 70s.
I'm looking for the laugh track here. I can't find it.
Why are you laughing? You're laughing with me. Okay, so we had some losing years. We had some bad seasons, all right? I was the best they could do. No. Met my wife at Penn State, and yeah, look, I'm a Gopher fan, but when they play your alma mater, you got to root for your alma mater. So we made a little bet, a little friendly bet, Corey Heppala and I. If Penn State wins, Corey is going to provide me with Paul Wiley Wallaby's licorice from KLN Family Brands in Perm. And then they upped it. They said, KLN Family Brands said they will donate $100 for every point the Gophers win by. All donated to the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. And if Penn State wins, well, let's see. Peachy Paterno ice cream will be delivered to Corey Heppala. And also, I'm going to throw in $500 whether or not Penn State wins or not. If the Gophers win, more power to the Gophers, and I'm in for $500. And so is John Schuster and Bonnie Willick, our amazing sponsors. They are in as well. So we're trying to get some of our sponsors involved, including my favorite car company, my favorite dealership, Motorworks BMW, Matt Michelson. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for supporting these kids at Masonic Children's Hospital. I know you are stepping up, too, and being part of this crazy bet, right?
Absolutely. We're happy to do it.
Wonderful. So how do we want to do slice and dice this? Are you in for 500, or do you want to take the points? Like, if Penn State wins by 5 points, maybe spot $100 a point, or if the Gophers win by 10 points, how would you like to do this?
I think, you know, win or lose, we want to help out. So let's do $500.
Just keep it simple. Thank you for that. And the kids
Absolutely.
At Masonic Children's Hospital, thank you for that. They are the ones who we want to be big winners on Saturday. So thank you. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, I'm actually looking forward to the snow and testing out the X3 that I'm test driving. And rumor has it it's good on snow, but I'm going to give you a firsthand account tomorrow morning. So thank you for letting me borrow that vehicle, Matt.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Thank you. And thanks to Motorworks BMW for stepping up. Very cool.
Paul, before we go, as you know, we heard Don't Stop Believin' by
yeah.
Journey just moments ago. And now I'd like you to say hi to Eric in Blaine, who is going to Journey next summer.
Is he taking me along? Did he mention that at all?
I don't know.
I did not mention that. If I take you instead of my wife, then I will have to come move in with you.
Okay, I see where you're going with that. Well, it was worth a try. Hey, congratulations, Eric. I trust you're a Journey fan?
I'm a big Journey fan. They were great back in the 70s and 80s, and I love them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. One hit after another, and Steve Perry, I mean, nobody. Maybe Sammy Hagar has a comparable voice, but a very distinctive voice. I love Journey, and you're going to see the Pretenders, too. It should be an amazing concert on June the 7th, and my congratulations to you and your lovely wife. If she's tied up or, you know, she wants to go to the library that night, DJ is going to give you my cell number. I'd be happy to.
Number one on the list. You're right there in line.
Trust me, I'm a weatherman. Thanks, Eric. Congratulations, man, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, take care. Wow. Good for him. And we're going to do this again tomorrow?
That's right. You can win Thursday. Tickets with Dave Lee tomorrow morning after 8, and we'll give away another pair here tomorrow.
Chad
with
Hartman has
you
tickets.
And yeah, Chad's got tickets. Yeah, everybody.
This is very cool. You know, best thing about this job is giving away cool stuff. And so anyway, thanks for hanging in there. When we come back, some of the other stories that made us do a double take, one in particular, what do you think of a 4-day work week? They've done scientific studies, and people in Japan are 40% more productive when they only work 4 days a week. What do you think about that? That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
Work-life balance. All right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Right.
Growing up, there was no work-life balance. It was just work, 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 and maybe you have a little bit of a life in the evening and on the weekends if you're lucky. And but now it seems like it is a prerequisite for younger people, for millennials, Generation Z. They don't want to work themselves to death. They want to try to have balance and actually have time to enjoy their lives. I found it interesting. Now, okay, you could say, well, it's Japan and it's Microsoft, but it's one more data point. A growing number of companies around the world are adopting a four-day work week. A recent trial at Microsoft in Japan called Work-Life Choice Challenge shuts down their offices every Friday in August and gave employees an extra day off each week. The results were promising, I would say spectacular. While the amount of time spent at work was cut dramatically, productivity, measured by sales per employee, went up by almost 40% compared to the same period the previous year, according to Microsoft. In addition to reducing working hours, managers urge staff to cut down on the time they spent in meetings, hallelujah, and responding to emails. Double hallelujah. But what do you think of that? The whole the four-day work week. I'd rather work 10 hours a day, Monday through Thursday. Give me Fridays off. Give me an extra day to recharge. Yeah. I will be more creative. I'll be more rested. I'll have more vim and vigor and focus when I come back on Monday. You think there's something to that?
Well, first off, you mentioned sort of a generational change that, you know, when you were growing up, you just worked.
You just punched the clock. Yeah,
yeah. And that's what, you know, my dad and maybe both my grandfathers were farmers, and they just worked. So, and sometimes there's a little bit of maybe bad blood between generations in that topic where people point at my generation and
right.
say, oh, you guys don't want to work.
Back in my day.
I see it as, look, the generations that came before me worked very hard and sometimes fought very hard so that I today can have that choice, can live in a world where I can say, no, I'm going to say no to that job so I can say yes to this job because it affords me the ability to, you know, in my case, I get to do a little bit of my work from home at this specific job that I have now. I can prep the show from home, which is a benefit to me.
And, as long as you have that internet.
And as long as I got the internet and something working. And this job gives me enough time off that I can do the travel I want to do. And that's part of the reason I said yes to this job. And people in my generation, because the economy is good and because of technology, can have the ability to say yes or no to certain jobs because of factors like that. And it's because, you know, our ancestors, generations before us, have put us in that situation. So I'm all for it. And maybe for you, it's having Fridays off. For me, it's having an extra week or two of vacation. For somebody else, it's having the flexibility to work from home or adjust their work schedules around their kids' schedules, whatever it is. But, yeah, I'm all for it. And I think when you are satisfied coming to work and when you can have a good work-life balance, I think it's good for you as a person. I think it's good for employers.
Well said. What worked in the 1970s is probably not going to work in the 2020s. And, yeah, expectations have changed, and I get it. So more power to them, and we hope this is something that that spreads to more companies. Four-day work week, why not? They can pay you in time or money, and at the end of your life, you're not going to look back and say, man, I wish I had worked a few extra days, wish I had. But it's, you know, growing up, it was all about maximizing your salary. I want to make more money, and I get that. Who doesn't want to make more money? But having more time to do the things you want to do, more experiences, I get that.
I have a good friend who's right close to 30, and he's at a small tech company. And he told me recently, he said, look, I've got a kid at home. They're starting a family. I can pay my bills the way it is now. Mm-hmm. I don't need more money. When my job comes to me next time with an offer of, you know, the promotion or raise, or which happens, especially in the tech industry. Look, you're going somewhere in your career. He said, I'm going to turn it down and just ask him how many hours I can take off instead. Say, you pay me the same. I'm going to work one afternoon a week less, or whatever the number happens to be.
Right.
And, you know, that's pretty extreme to turn down money for that. But I think that's, you know, that's where this conversation could lead. You say, look, I can pay my mortgage. I can do what I want to do. The thing I'm missing is time to spend with my kid or my family or whatever you want that time for.
I respect that. You got to have your priorities. You know, instead of buying less stuff, I want more time to go on vacation, to travel, spend with my kids, with my family. Or maybe more time to head out to TCF Bank Stadium and watch the Gophers and Penn State. Curious to hear from Nadine Babu, who has an amazing website, Gopher Hole. If you're a Gophers fan, you know about Hurricane Nadine. I want to get her comments on Coach Fleck's contract extension and that little ball game coming up on Saturday. That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
So there's a rumor that apparently there's a pretty big football game coming up on Saturday. Have you heard that rumor?
Yeah, you know, somebody, I think Corey Heppala this morning was talking about
that. He keeps hyping this.
I'm not sure what the big fuss is, though, really.
Yeah, I mean, really, two unbeaten teams.
They're both in the top 15 or something like
that? Yeah,
is that cool? Is that good?
I think it's good, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good to be in the top 15 as opposed to the bottom 15. We don't celebrate the bottom 15. Nadine Babu may be the biggest Gopher fan out there. I know it would be quite a competition to find somebody who is more of a rabid fan, and I mean that in the best way possible. Then Nadine with Gopher Hole. You live it. You breathe it. You are the quintessential Gopher fan. Nadine, thanks for joining us on CCO.
Thank you for having me and your kind words. I don't know if I deserve all those accolades.
I don't either, but I just read what I'm handed. No, Nadine. And then look, you came in. You're a delight. You came in. You helped me when Jordana was away or on probation. I can't remember. But you came in, did an amazing job. And your energy is infectious, and you must just be going nuts with between the contract extension with Coach Fleck and this big game coming up on Saturday. What are you hearing from your followers, from your fans?
I am hearing a lot of excitement. I mean, I would say there's still that small percentage of people that want the Gophers to fail or they don't like Fleck. That's a tiny percent. The rest are all about rowing the boat. They cannot wait for Saturday. They are looking at the games every single way. I think people are even looking at film that have never looked at film before. I think there's so much excitement, and I think TCF Bank is going to blow up if we win on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. So Coach Fleck is going to earn, he got what, about $1 million a year raise, $4.6 million a season for the next 7 years. That would rank him 7th out of 14 coaches. Right now he's 11th. Right now, he's ahead of Ryan Day at Ohio State and just behind Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. This doesn't count the bonuses. And I saw, and by the way, you need to follow Nadine Babu. Your Twitter feed is amazing. And I don't know how you got a hold of some of the incentives that Coach Fleck has for winning specific games. I mean, that blew my mind.
Yep, that is actually from Daniel House. He is one of our writers. You guys can follow Daniel House NFL, and he was actually at the press conference today and did a fantastic job covering. So he has all the video posted on Gopher Hole on his account. I've retweeted it. He's got the incentives. He's got the termination because the buyout is actually $10 million, which I think we all felt pretty good about for this first year, and that goes until December next year. And then after that, it drops down to $4.5 million and then $3 million and keeps on going down.
Because that's the problem, right? I mean, a coach gets some success, gets some traction, and then, you know, some of these big schools come along and try to cherry pick just as the program is turning around. So hopefully that will not happen. It sure seems like Coach Fleck is committed to hanging out here and going the distance. Would you agree with that, or is that wishful thinking? I mean, if the right team comes along, whether it's a Notre Dame or a USC or a Florida State, I think he signaled his intentions today, and hopefully he's going to be around for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Obviously, we all heard the rumors about Florida State coming around and wanting him now. And the fact that he picked Minnesota, that he signed, you know, this big buyout means that he really is happy here. And if you look at some of the videos that we posted, too, you can see he said you can make a living or you can make a life. It's not necessarily about just the dollars and cents. It's how much he loves his players. It's how much he loves the city. It's working for a boss that you like. He raved about Mark Coyle. And Mark Coyle honestly could have waited to do this till after the season to see how successful he was. But that's the key with keeping somebody really talented and doing things the right way. You give it to them before it's asked for, you know, then you feel appreciated and you love it here. And that's what I think everybody wants in their job.
Absolutely. I mean, you could go to USC or Florida State and last a year or two and then you're gone. So be careful what you wish for. Again, 8-0, first time since 1941. 5-0 in Big Ten play, first time since 1961. What is going to be the key to defeating Penn State on Saturday, Nadine? And I say that, you know, just gritting my teeth, but I am not overconfident. I am scared to death of the Gophers, and I think every Penn State fan, they may, you know, be chipper on social media. They may be talking smack, but I think we are all very concerned about this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually feel a little bit bad for you because I know you're a Penn State grad, and I was just wondering if you just didn't get into Minnesota. Is that why you went out there?
You're killing me, Smalls!
Yeah. Well, it's a function. Had I been born in Minnesota or anywhere in the upper Midwest, I think I probably would have gone to the University of Minnesota. Penn State, though, it was close, it was cheap, and they had a meteorology program, so what the heck. The football was just the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
But
you're forgiven for that then.
Well, look, and I root, and I've been saying this ad nauseum, I do root for the Gophers. I am a Gophers fan. I'm a fan of Coach Fleck and the turnaround. And the fact that the Gophers are relevant again. People, ESPN, talking about the Gophers. I think it's about time, and I couldn't be happier for the team.
Absolutely. And sorry, I had to get my Penn State dig in there. But to answer your initial question of what the Gophers have to do, I think that they really have to run the ball on Penn State's rush defense. As you know, they're top-ranked defense, run defense in the country. So the Gophers have to really control the time of possession as well. That will be huge. It'll come down to being really close, I hope and I think, but it'll really depend on who wins in those pressure situations. I mean, they're going to put pressure on Tanner Morgan, so that O-line is going to have to come and bring it to get him some protection. He's going to have to make some really quick decisions, but I think he's proven he's a really smart quarterback, and we finally found a great quarterback.
Absolutely. And isn't the Big Ten – I know we didn't get game day. We didn't get ESPN to televise this, but Big Ten is going to be there. And isn't this – I think it's an ABC game, or I can't remember. I should know this. I should do more research.
That too, but I don't – I mean, I'm at the stadium, so I'm not watching. So, yeah.
I'm going to be there too, and I'll buy you a beer or two. I may need to be consoled here by the fourth quarter. It's going to be rough.
Well, I think you need to stop by our tailgate too, because we need to feed you and get you meeting all your fans and everything. Because honestly, after I got to guest host with you, everyone came out of the woodwork and people just love you. So I'm sure you could do a celebrity appearance at our tailgate.
Well, even if I'm wearing blue and white, I don't know.
That's a great thing about college football, because you tailgate together, you have a great time, you battle it out on the field, and after the game, you have some drinks together again, and that's what college football should be.
Exactly. The camaraderie, the friendship, making new friends. By the way, the game is on ABC. DJ Dave Josephson just reminded me it is on Channel 5. Okay, so before you go, Nadine, give me your prediction. What's the score, with final score?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know you'd ask for a score. I think it'll be a lower-scoring game just because of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to say that I think Penn State could win, am I?
No.
Okay, so it's going to be Gophers 21-17.
I think it's going to be a close game. I really don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be very close, and hopefully the weather will not be a factor. We get some snow moving in the third quarter, it'd be interesting. But Hey, Nadine, thank you. And again, it's gopherhole.com, right?
Correct.
Amazing. If you're a Gophers fan, you need to plug in because there's always great stuff there. Nadine, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you at the game on Saturday.
Thank you.
Go Gophers. Can I say that? Okay.
I'm going to keep that one.
Can say anything once. Go Gophers. Hey, I am a fan. It's just when they play my alma mater. I'm torn. All right. It is 5:48, Wicks and Jewelers time. The non-commissioned team of experts, and that's always a pleasure, right? You don't feel an obligation to worry about people getting their commission. The non-commissioned experts at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington will ensure that your visit is nothing short of unforgettable.
Paul and Jordana.
Wait, so some guy called and said, I've never been eye candy.
That was a while ago when we were talking about that reporter that was objectified.
Yeah,
and
right.
He was just a very kind caller that was just reminding you that in your career as TV, you were not the eye candy.
Wait. I had to get by actually on my brains and on not my looks. Yeah.
Our callers are the best.
My late mother would be so proud. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for putting me in my place. Look, we like to leave the show with good news and an occasional nugget. I know you like to fly. I fly. Mm-hmm. I travel a lot. I also, by the way, buy carbon offsets. Yeah, there are a lot of emissions when you fly, and you can go online and buy carbon emissions, and companies plant trees to try to compensate for all that additional CO2. Anyway, that's not what I'm getting at. Flying has gotten 2,100 times safer in the last 70 years. 2016, the safest year in aviation history. The odds of being fatally injured in a plane crash, 0.00025%. So that old adage, it's safer to fly than drive, I think there's a lot of merit to that. The other thing, the real price of plane travel, airline travel in the U.S. has fallen by more than half since the late 70s. Flying used to be reserved, you know, for the well-to-do, the wealthy, but it has been democratized to the point where just about everybody now can afford to get on a hollow metal tube and travel at 600 miles an hour to their destination. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right. And there's some airlines, you know, Spirit and Southwest and Sun Country that have created some good competition and made flying affordable. And look, some people complain about the conditions on an airplane. I'm all for it. If you want to make a tighter space and sell it for cheaper, go for it. And
sure.
And normal folks will be able to travel. And if you want to pay more for first class, go for it.
As long as you know what you're getting into in advance. Anyway, leaving you with some good news. More good news. Jordina is
Who?
Back. Jordina Green, my co-host. God, I hope she remembers how to do this. Find out what trouble she got into Boston. Catch you tomorrow. Thanks, everyone.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.